My father also told me my grandfather told him that whenever he got some money, no matter where or who he got it from, to count it and see if it was all there. He said you can't trust no one when it comes to money, not even people in your family. One time my grandfather gave my father what he said was $1,000 and sent him to the bank with it. The bank was 30 miles away from where they lived. It was about 100 degrees in the shade, summertime in Arkansas, and he had to walk and ride a horse. When my father got down there to the bank, he counted the money, and there was only $950. He counted it again and got the same amount, $950. So he went on back home, so scared that he was about to just ready to shit in his pants. When he got back, he went to my grandfather and said he lost $50. So Grandpa just stood there and looked at him and said, "Did you count the money before you left? Do you know if it was all there?" My father said, "No, he didn't count the money before he left." "That's right," my grandfather told him, "because I didn't give you nothing but $950. You didn't lose anything. But didn't I tell you to count the money? Anybody's money, even mine. Here's $50. Count it. And then go ahead on back and put that money in the bank like I told you." Now what you got to keep in mind about all of this is that not only was the bank 30 miles away, but it was hotter than a motherfucker. It was cold of my grandfather to do that, but sometimes you gotta be cold like that. It was a lesson my father never forgot, and he passed it on to his kids. So today, I count all my money. My father, like my mother, Cleota Henry Davis, was born in 1900 in Arkansas. He went to elementary school there. My father and his brothers and sisters didn't go to high school, just skipped right over it and went straight to college. He graduated from Arkansas Baptist College, from Lincoln University in Pennsylvania, and from Northwestern University's College of Dentistry, so my father received 3 degrees. And I remember looking at them motherfuckers up on his office wall after I got older and saying, "God damn, I hope he won't ask me to do that." I also remember seeing a picture somewhere of his graduating class from Northwestern and counting only 3 black faces there. He was 24 when he graduated from Northwestern.